Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. I'm your host, Mandy, and today I am joined by Tanya. And Tanya is the co-owner / manager of the Old Hospital on College Hill. How you doing today, ma'am?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am super finally glad we can sit down and have a chat because I've been curious about this place of yours.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I'm glad you found us. I was excited when I got your email.
I got to tell you, I've been doing this, the paranormal stuff for a long time, and you guys have some of the best prices I have ever seen
for overnight
investigations.
Well, you know, we're kind of the new kids on the block in West Virginia as far as the paranormal world goes, but I tried to make it, you know, of course it costs money. And I think a lot of people don't, you know, really realize how much it does cost to run one of these venues. Mm-hmm. You know, because by the time you pay just regular bills and then the insurance and all that, it can get really expensive. And
I bet,
you know, in a hospital is a hospital. So you can imagine, but we wanted to be able to still pay the bills, but keep it fair for everybody. I think especially when COVID hit, we opened right after when COVID got really bad.
Oh.
And people were scared that after all of that, that everybody was going to increase their prices, but we've tried to keep it the same as much as we can. So it's affordable for if one person wants to come or if 10 people want to come. So, you know, we try to keep it. And then we also allow them pretty lengthy time in the hospital. I know some venues make groups leave like at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And we don't do that. We allow you to stay till 8 a.m. the next morning. Because my take on it was, and after discussing it with Charlie, who's my partner, and some of my own personal experiences happened at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, with hospitals, they are active all the time. So we didn't want you just to have to, you know, 5 or 6 hours, just in my opinion, wouldn't cut it. And hopefully it'd make you want to come back and do more.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a great thing. You know, just, it's nice that people like you want to promote not just the history, but, you know, you know, bring the ghosts there, whatever spirits are there, bring their stories to light, but at an affordable price where, you know, people like me don't have to take out a second mortgage just to come, you know, investigate your place.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We 45 people that you have to get to come just to be able to afford it.
I've seen some of the prices increase this year on other venues, and I just, you know, I can understand why, because it does cost a lot to run these venues, but at the same time, I'm going to try to keep it as low as I can. So it can be affordable for everyone. I just want everyone to have a good experience. And, you know, with the paranormal, you never know what you're going to get when you walk through the doors, but if you keep it at an affordable rate, then hopefully people will want to come back. And then, well, this year, we added a new thing. I don't know if you saw on our website. Well, I don't think I've had a chance to put it on the website yet, but on our Facebook page, Dr. Conley's house, who was one of the co-founders of the hospital.
Really?
His house was built in 1932, and it's just like maybe 20 steps away from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
So we opened it up for lodging this year for groups to come. So
unfortunately,
the one hotel we had in our small town closed, and we're not sure if or when it will open. So some of our teams were driving, you know, they were investigating until 4 a.m. and then driving 40 miles away just to find in the nearest hotel. So Charlie and I worked really hard last year to get that renovated and open for this year. So now that's a new thing for us this year. And we've had a few teams stay there, and they claim they've got some activity at the house. So that's really interesting for us. So it's pretty cool, but it is close to the hospital and is an option for teams to stay if they want to.
That is excellent, you know, especially being right by the hospital. Cause You know, those spirits are going to wander over there just to see what's going on.
Well, we started thinking, because after the first group said it, it kind of puzzled us, because we were like, why, it is close to the hospital, so that makes sense. But then it's also, there's a graveyard just 100 feet across the street from it.
Oh, wow.
And then on the other side of it is Jewish synagogue. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know. And then if you go back even prior to the hospital's history, there were a lot of Indians on the reservation and all that kind of stuff. So possibly all of that playing a part of it, we're just not really sure. I don't know. We're going to dig and do some research to see if there's anything special about the house. The only thing that we came up with so far, that it was built in 1932 by one of the co-founders of the hospital. And he lived there for quite a while until he moved and sold his share of the hospital to the other doctor, which was Dr. Salton. And then he ended up moving to Kentucky.
Now, how did you guys come to acquire this?
Well, I was actually born in this hospital, believe it or not.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it was my partner, Charlie. I know this might sound weird, but I've always been fascinated by this hospital and the nurses college that sits beside of this hospital. If you've seen it in pictures, you'll see a cream color building that sits beside the hospital. So that's the nurses college. It sits up on the hill. And kind of overlooks the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's not like I'm expecting a bat signal to go off or anything when I see it, but it's like one of the first things that draws your attention when you enter the city of Williamson.
Okay.
And I've always been fascinated with it. And then of course, with the stories, my mom told me growing up that I was born there, and then some of the stuff that went on there, and then just reading some of the history, I've always been kind of drawn to it, if that makes sense. Now,
absolutely.
I would have never told you that I would ever think that I would ever own it, but the opportunity presented itself when this hospital closed as a functioning hospital in 88, they built a newer one just straight up the hill from the one that I have.
Okay.
That one shut down in 2020, I believe. It didn't make it, COVID mess and all of that, the smaller hospitals really struggled, unfortunately. And a lot of them had to close. When that happened, it was really strange, because the hospital that I owned was still tied in with that one, but the courts came in and severed the ties and said, this is an older building. It doesn't need to be, because there was a local doctor that was interested in buying the newer hospital.
Uh-huh.
So the court cut the ties and allowed the nurses college and the hospital that I was born in to come available. And I thought, this is probably a crazy move, but I'm going to try. There were some interest, not a lot, because, a lot of people just see these. My biggest fear was somebody would try to buy it and tear it down. And that's the last thing that I wanted to happen, or someone would buy it and just let it sit there and rot and not try to do something with it. And it's too, I don't want to say pretty of a building, but in our world, creepy pretty,
yeah.
I didn't want to see it rot. And I thought, for a long time, I said, I'm going to give this a shot and see if it works. And if it's meant to be, it'll work out. And just so happened that it did. It was, everything fell in place. Everybody was super nice to work with. There was a little bit of backlash from my community when I first purchased it, because I'm in a small town in West Virginia, and you're in the middle of the Bible Belt, and I think they misunderstood what I was going to use it for. But after they seen what it was about and how it really kind of helped our little economy, my little town has suffered a lot over the past few years. A lot of coal mines have shut down. Our railroaders have moved out. So we basically are just kind of struggling. So when they saw, that it was bringing in people from all over, including the Travel Channel, the Travel Channel really, they found out, they somehow, some way, they found out about the hospital on the internet. And I don't know if it, I can't remember if it was through our Facebook page or if it was our website, but they contacted us and said, hey, we're very interested in your hospital. We would like to film a show called Destination Fear for their season 2 finale there, or kind of throw you in the running for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sure, throw us in the running for it. I don't mind. Never dreaming that we would get picked, because, nobody knew who we were. And
oh, but we like that.
Well, that's what I didn't realize that. After she probably the manager or the producer called me back within, I want to say 3 days. And if you've watched the show at all, you know, Dakota, who's the main star of the show, and then there's other ones with him, he usually chooses the destinations. And when they presented him with three locations total, mine included, he said, "I want to go to that one. I want to go to that hospital." So she called me back and she said, "We would like to come there and film in October. It will air in December." And this was in 2020. We were just closing on it, so it was like rapid. I wasn't planning on opening until spring of 21, but when they got there, the producer and everybody was like, "Look, Tanya, if you don't, you know, once this show airs in December, you better have your act together and get this ready and make sure it's ready to go because people are going to call and want to see it." So I
Oh yeah,
did.
we love new places.
Yeah, and that's what they, because I, you know, I honestly, we're a small little town in Williamson, West Virginia. It is a beautiful hospital, but of all the locations, I really didn't think we would get picked, so I didn't think that much about it. But when she called me back, I was super excited, and I owe a lot to them because we still get bookings because of that show. A lot of people love that show. So they came here. They were great to work with, had a great investigation, taught us a lot because I was kind of new to this. And it was really kind of our start off to, hey, here we go. They filmed and it aired in December, and we opened in February of 21.
So with them being there now you're not really, are you, were you ever into the paranormal? Were you an investigator before this or before you bought the hospital or?
I was not an investigator by any means, but I was definitely kind of drawn to the paranormal.
Okay.
Even as a little girl, I love horror stories. I was always fascinated. Scary movies never fazed me. I'd watch them at the age 4 and 5 years old.
Me too.
But you know, I would watch the true hauntings of stuff, and it just always kind of drew me in. So I don't know if that kind of led me to where I'm at now, because I ended up quitting my full-time job that I was doing at the time to run the hospital full-time so I could give her
Wow.
my full attention. So I won't say that I was, you know, I definitely by any means no professional in the paranormal field,
As
but I
no
knew a
such thing,
little
honey.
bit
No such
about it.
thing.
Yeah, I was, you know, I knew a little bit about it, but not much. I mean, I love talking to each team that comes in there or each individual because I feel like I learn a little bit every time, you know, when they're
Yeah.
there. And plus, who's in the hospital? I mean, it's research for us as well.
Sure. Well, I mean, plus the fact that you own it, you have such a great advantage to do experiments that, you know, safely, of course, because this, you know,
Yes.
can be dangerous.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's in your hospital. I would hope there's nothing malevolent in there. I think if there were, you'd probably know it by now. But yeah, I mean, you've got such a place that you got your own perfect little playground. Now, did you know it was haunted? Is that kind of the direction why you wanted to buy it? I mean, I know you're drawn to it, but
We
did you know
had
it was
heard,
haunted?
growing up here and as locals, you always heard the stories. I mean,
Okay.
people would always talk about, you know, things that would happen up there. You'd hear employees talk about things. I think the best stories came from people that were actually patients there,
Oh.
and they would share their stories of what would happen. So I did grow up hearing stories about it, but you know, you don't know if people are telling you the truth or not. So I
Sure,
always
yeah.
wondered, but I never knew if they were actually true.
That's yeah. Well, you know what? Hospitals anywhere, whether they're abandoned or still operating, they're some of the most haunted places that you can go to.
Well,
Just.
that's what, yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of what I talk to when I do my tours and stuff because, you know, hospitals, life began there and
Yeah.
life ends there.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of everything. And, you
Absolutely.
know, it's just my life started there in 73. I'm that old.
Oh,
But,
please. It's not old.
yeah, oh, yeah, I feel it. I got a birthday coming up. So,
You don't
but,
look it, girl. You don't look it.
oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It just for me to be able to go back to my place of birth and, you know, reconnect. And then also even more emotional for me, I lost two grandparents in that hospital that I
Oh.
never got to meet. They passed away before I was born. So
Oh.
that was kind of drawing at me too, wondering if I could ever get in touch with them and things like that, you know. Just
Interesting.
a fascination and things, just curiosity to some extent. But it's been this will be, well, the hospital actually has a birthday Friday. She'll be 95 years old,
Oh,
but
wow.
this will be our third year into going into it, and she's been amazing. I mean, it's the building itself has taught me a lot. Little spooks here and there. Some of the stories that I was told about the hospital are true. So I had to learn and get over that real quick, but it's really neat to experience all of that for the first time. And it's definitely, even with Charlie, because he was new to all of this as well. And some of the stuff we've even experienced together that's happened up when we're up there. So it's pretty wild to see it happen right before your eyes, or to hear it, or to see it. And it just, it makes you wonder who's out there and what stories they have left to tell. And that's why I always tell everybody, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to save this hospital, is because I felt like even though she is 90 some years old, she still had a lot of stories to tell. And I didn't
Sure.
want anybody to knock that down. And even with some of the ones that disagreed with what I was doing with it, they would tell me they felt like I was being disrespectful, but I had to respectfully disagree with that,
Yeah.
because I told them that I felt it was more disrespectful if someone just come in and tore down all the memories,
Yeah.
and then the memories of their loved ones are gone, whereas if they are still there, or if we can if we can find things out, I would rather see it still be productive and be something, rather than just sit there and rot, or just someone knock it down.
Oh,
So,
sure.
and it took them a while. It took some of them, not everybody. Most everybody was really excited about it, but there were a few. There's always a few.
Oh, yeah, I can
And
imagine.
they were, yeah, I was, I think, a few, a topic, a few conversations for a long time. But it's to be expected when you live in a small town. So.
Have you, I know you haven't been doing it for very long, but have you been able to figure out who any of the spirits are yet? Have they like told you who they are yet?
Yes, we know two for sure, and then I know of one that I regularly come in contact with. I don't know a name, but I know it's a male.
Okay.
The only thing that I can't figure out is if he thinks that I'm a nurse or a patient. I can't,
Oh.
because he'll just talk, and then he'll just, like, for instance, the first run-in with him I had, it was on the second floor of the hospital at 8:15 in the morning, which I was not expecting. I had a paranormal team just check out, and they left an hour before, but I didn't know that. I didn't know they had left an hour before.
Okay.
So I'm walking through, just checking and making sure everything's okay. And I walk by a certain room, and I hear, "Hey." And it was a male's voice, just as clear as day. It wasn't threatening, it wasn't mean, it wasn't anything, that scared me, but it startled me. And I kept looking around, thinking it was the team from the night before, because they had two men in their group. So I called, and I texted them and said, "Hey, are you all still in the building?" And they said, "No, Tanya, we left about an hour ago. But we want to let you know, as we were packing up our stuff," because we set up a base camp on the second floor for the teams. They said, "As we were packing up our stuff, we kept getting a male's voice." And I was like, "Oh, great." So the hairs on my arm started standing up, and I just started walking room to room. I searched that whole hospital because I was convinced someone was there. But that was my first audible. I mean, he was standing just so close to me, and it was so clear that it gave me goosebumps. It really did. So from time to time, he will try to get my attention, but I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay.
The other one, and a lot of people come here for, is Mose Blackburn. I don't know if you've read any of that or the story about him,
A
but
little bit, yeah.
He was a local restaurant owner in Williamson back in the 60s, and had got into an altercation with his wife. And long story short, city police was called. And when the officers arrived, two officers pulled up, and they come up to the car. And for whatever reason, nobody really knows, Mose pulls a gun and shoots one of the officers and kills the officer. He's taken to the hospital. The officer dies there at the
Yeah.
hospital. Well, as you can imagine, Mose was pretty hurt as well. So they bring him to the hospital. long story short, and you can Google his name. I mean, you see the old newspaper articles about him. He was expected to make a full recovery. They had a deputy stationed outside of his room. And according to the newspaper articles, he had asked that deputy to go get him a drink of water. And when he did, he took off running out the third floor, a story there, and jumped out the window. And we're not sure if he was trying to end his life or just trying to escape, if he was thrown or if he was told. There's so many different theories, but he didn't die from the jump. I mean, three stories is not that high, but he did break a leg. So they brought him back in, reset the leg, and again, another deputy was stationed outside the window, and he was expected to go on to court to face his time. And almost a month to the day that he jumped, he passed away. So I went to the courthouse and got a copy of his death certificate. We have it hanging on the third floor so people could see it.
Oh,
But
okay.
it's just so weird. It says he died from emphysema, a fractured rib, and a
Really?
fractured leg. Yeah. So
Wow.
some of the locals here, there's so many different theories. Some believe that he was murdered. Some believe, that the police kind of took matters into their own hands because he killed one of their own. Some said that he was mentally ill. Some said that he would hear voices that would tell him to do things and to harm people and told him to jump out that window. So we don't know. And I think that's one of the ones that a lot of people, when they come to the hospital, they try to connect with.
Have you tried to connect with him and see if you if he'll answer as to
He
what he
has with
did?
me. Yeah, he has with me, not audible, nothing like talk, but he will, if I have a cat ball or an EVP or something like that, he will respond to that. But he won't for me, and I don't know if it's because I own it or I'm there so much, he doesn't talk a whole lot. But now we've had some
Oh.
groups that have really had some really great interaction with him, and I don't think he stays on the third floor. I think he kind of wanders the hospital.
Okay,
Kind of
okay.
sad, actually. I mean, I'd love to know what really happened and kind of get his story out. So he's probably the second one that I have the most. And then, of course, the nurse that never clocked out, she's one of our most popular ones, but we don't know if it's the same nurse or if it's multiple nurses. So we had a lady actually capture an image of one. I
I
don't know if you saw
saw
it
that
on
picture.
on our Instagram page.
I'm gonna be honest. I tried to debunk the hell out of that thing to see if I could come up with something. I haven't been able to do it yet.
Well, and it was pretty. The lady that did it, we had done tours, and she had went the picture where this nurse looks like she's coming in
Yeah.
is in between the hospital and the nurses' college. And she actually wasn't trying to capture anything but a picture of the city at night. That's what she was trying to get. And she had her, it was an iPhone. All she had was an iPhone, and she took two quick pictures. And the first picture, absolutely nothing. It
Yeah.
was just that. But the second picture was that image of what appeared to be a nurse in that
Yeah.
white with red sash and her hair pulled back in a bun.
Yeah.
And I know she didn't have time to doctor it because as soon as she got it, she ran straight back in the hospital. She was so excited she could barely talk. She said, "You've got to see what I captured." And when I saw it, there was like three of us there. We couldn't believe it because it's hard to capture something like that.
My gosh,
And
yes. Anything on film is hard.
that part of the building would have been an ER at the time that she was
Oh,
working, 50s and
wow.
60s. So it made sense for her to be going in that way. But it was just such an amazing capture. And like I said, we don't feel that she altered it in any way. So that's why we posted it. But it was pretty amazing capture.
Yeah, that's yeah, I really like that picture a lot, actually. It
Yeah, it's really
I did
cool.
look at it for quite a while and was like, oh, come on, there's got to be something. I haven't been able to find anything, so
Well,
it's hard to be. I'm so skeptical with anything I see or hear from people I don't know, because
right.
you never know if they're just trying to get their 15 minutes of
Like,
fame,
exactly.
But
Yeah.
this was actually a really, really good picture, and
Yeah.
I will post it too,
Oh,
when I
awesome.
put
Thank
this.
you. Yeah, I
Yeah.
didn't, like I said, she wasn't there as an investigator. She was just there to take a picture of the city. And she didn't even know what she had captured. And so we had to get her permission to share the picture. But
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's why we tell everybody always take more than one picture
Oh
because you
yeah.
never know what you're going to capture.
Look at you go, girl. That's what you well, yeah, you're supposed to do burst photos.
Yeah,
See, look at this. You're already talking like a.
I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning as I go. But she was just so excited. And now, if she had been gone like an hour and come back, I might have been a little bit more skeptical. But I have heard of people taking pictures and sometimes it don't develop or come through for a while. So I don't know. But hers came through pretty quickly. I think she just took two quick snaps with her iPhone and it came up on her second picture. And she was running. I mean, she ran in that door, grabbed us. You got to look at this. And we were like, we blew it up. And we were like, that was like a nurse. So it was an amazing capture. So we feel
Absolutely.
like, I don't think she's the only nurse in the building, but I think she's probably one of the major ones. And we couldn't come up with anything other, any creative thing. So we just called her the nurse that never clocked out.
That's creative. I like
Yeah, I
that.
mean,
I
she
like
just,
that.
there are records of a nurse dying. We don't know if this is her or not. There was a nurse that worked the ER and she was killed she was hurt in an automobile accident and she died at the ER that she worked in. She died there at the hospital.
Oh.
So we don't know if that could possibly be her.
It could
Would
be.
make sense. So I don't know, but it's a hospital, so nurses are probably everywhere. So I don't know, but it was a pretty amazing capture and we have had female voices, that kind of stuff. I feel like some of the things that have been caught have been from what I would think nurses would say, like get back to your room or did you call? There was one that was real, oh gosh, I don't know why, professional, I guess you would say. That you just, it wouldn't sound like it would come from a patient. It would sound like it'd come from a doctor or nurse. So those kind of things. So it's pretty interesting.
Have you been able to speak with any nurses who used to work there, who are still living, obviously?
Not nurses, but like former employees. Most of them, because the hospital's so old, are no longer there, but their family have reached out to us. But some of the patients have reached out to us. So I have
Oh,
spoken
cool.
to a lot of patients and they could tell you a lot.
They got some
They,
stories,
one of them
huh?
actually, yeah, one of the stories actually did pertain to a nurse and she swears by it. Her story has never changed over the time that she still shares it with us all the time. And she believes in it. And she said, I wasn't under any type of drug when this happened. And I can't remember what year it was, but she was in labor. She was getting ready to give birth. And she said she was set in her room. She was laying in her bed and a nurse came in and told her that she wasn't quite ready, that she hadn't dilated enough and that she could go on home. And, she experienced any more pains to come back and check herself in. Well, she believed her. So she gets up out of bed, starts packing her stuff. And she says, as she's walking out, there's another nurse at the front desk. And the nurse at the front desk looked at her and asked her, she said, "Where are you going? You got to get back in bed. Your baby can come in any minute." And she said, "Well, but the other nurse just told me that I wasn't ready yet and that I could come back." And she said, "Honey, I'm the only nurse on duty tonight." And she said she just kind of dropped her bag. She didn't know how to respond to that. So the nurse put her back in bed and she said it freaked her out. She, after that, she, and she swears by it today. She still swears by that story. So
Wow.
to me, those are the ones that, if you work there, were a patient there, treated there, you see things firsthand. Those are the pretty, I think, impressive stories.
Absolutely. Now, when you guys acquired the hospital, did it still have like a lot of the stuff from the hospital in it?
Not a lot. It did have some. Unfortunately, the hospital was it transferred through different agencies over a period of time, as you can imagine. It was bought by different companies. And the one before the last one, unfortunately, sent some people down to get rid of a lot of I know. I know. A lot of the things that were left in there, like wheelchairs and stuff like that, but not everything. So there were still some things there that we're really glad is there. So, we did lose some of it, but there's still some there. So, but the other thing was when the hospital closed in 88, they transformed it into a more like a clinic like. Instead of closing it down, they kept the newer hospital up on the hill and they transitioned the hospital that we have into a pediatric doctor's offices, lung specialists, just different types of doctors and things like that. So some of the, and they put the pediatric floor in the basement of all places, you know, why you put the kids in a creepy basement. But so a lot of the stuff that was left was from the part of it being a clinic.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you still have some to go along
Yes.
with it. That's kind of cool. That's definitely
Yes.
cool. Did I read somewhere that you guys still have some kind of weird old elevator that still works?
Yeah, the original elevator to this 95-year-old hospital still works, believe
Oh
it or
my
not.
God, and you guys actually use it?
We do. And
Oh,
you would
wow.
believe how, I mean, it's smooth. And the guy that comes to cert or the company that comes to certify it for us loves to see it because of how old it is and how
Yeah.
well it runs. And he'll tell us from time to time that, you know, it runs better than some of the newer hospitals because, you know, when they built things in the 20s, you know, they built them to last.
Oh yeah.
Now we do have teams that refuse to wear to ride it. So, and I don't blame them, you know, I don't, because there are steps. Steps will take you everywhere if you want to
Okay.
go. But we're like, hey, if you're going to come for the full experience ride, we call it the Titanic elevator because that's what it looks like.
Oh, it's got the sliding like door.
Yeah,
Oh
it's got the
man.
gate. Yeah, it's got the
Oh.
sliding gate and the double door that shuts. So when you see the scenes of the Titanic where they're sliding that gate and they're all
Yeah.
holding on, that's what it
That is
reminds me of.
so awesome. I would come just for that, I think.
Oh, it's great. It is the only thing that's not original in the elevator is the light fixture on
Oh.
top, but everything else, the buttons, all of it's the original part.
Wow.
So
How
we were
many
super excited to save that.
do you guys have any stories, like anything that's happened around the elevator?
Nothing to me personally, but some of the paranormal investigators that have been there have gotten recordings and things like that on there. So,
Oh, that's cool.
and then when it didn't work at first, when we first purchased the hospital because it had sat for so long, it didn't work. But some of the first paranormal groups that was in there caught like the dinging of it, like when it would stop on floors.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Because it didn't work at the time. There was no power to it. We had a lot of problems with vandals breaking in and stuff like, you know how it is with abandoned places at the
Yeah.
time and unoccupied places. But they had cut wires and stuff to the elevator, so we had to get all that repaired.
Oh,
So it
gosh.
didn't work. It didn't have any power to it. So for them to capture that was pretty amazing.
Girl, do you have power to that whole hospital still?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. I
No,
was gonna say,
only,
wow.
yeah, I wish we did, but only
That would be,
certain. We have
whew.
it in the lobby and a little area on the second floor where we let our teams, what we call, use as their base camp.
Yeah.
So that way they can recharge their, you know, equipment and
Sure.
there's a little bit of light. There's also the hospital has old units, window units that can serve as heat or air.
Oh.
And so that way, if it's really cold in the basement, they can come and warm up before they go back to hunt some more or investigate. Or if it's really hot, they can come and cool down. So, but it's only like maybe a couple rooms.
I was gonna say that'd be an electric bill that I don't think I'd ever want to see.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was the whole building, I'm not sure we could afford it. But it's just
No.
the lobby, and there is power to the elevator, and there is some on the second floor.
That's really cool because I mean that means anybody. I mean even if you're in a wheelchair, you can come investigate. That's
Yes, it is
awesome.
handy. Yes, it is handicap accessible if they don't mind riding that 95-year-old elevator. But
Oh,
yes,
that's exciting.
and I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, I'm glad you said that. One of the reasons we decided to, because it cost us a lot to get that elevator working, as you can imagine,
I bet, yeah.
especially with one that old. But we had us when we first opened, we had this wonderful team that came in, and I cannot for the life of me remember where they were from. But they were super friendly and super great and super excited to get in there. And one of their team members was in a wheelchair. And
Oh, yeah.
he was, I don't think he was quadriplegic, but he was close. And he was used to it. And we had told him ahead of time that, you know, the elevator wasn't working. And his team members, Mandy, it was awesome, carried him from floor to floor so he could investigate. And
Oh,
even
that's
Charlie
awesome.
helped him. Charlie, when he first got to the second floor, Charlie helped him. And I come back, and when Charlie came back down, we talked, and we were like, no, you know, I don't care how much it costs us to get an elevator because it's not fair, you know. And I know a lot of places you don't get that luxury, but
No.
You know, we wanted to be able to offer that because he was so super sweet about everything. And we didn't even have a working bathroom at the time. We had porta
Oh,
potties. So
wow.
it was, yeah, it was kind of wild, but we had a long talk after that, and we said, you know, even if we have to go in the hole or do what we got to do, I want this to be able to, so everybody can access it, because I just didn't feel like it was fair to him, you know.
You guys are awesome. I mean, you see so many of these owners of these places that they're just in it for the money, but you have no idea how refreshing it is to hear from people who actually care about the place and actually want to make it accessible to other people. That's just amazing. And
We,
I
you
think
know,
that's
I,
a big reason why you guys are going to be very, very successful for years and
oh,
years to come.
we hope so. Charlie and I both love the building. It's personal for both of us, but we want you guys to love it as well. And I just, you know, when we love meeting the teams and the individuals that come there, because, I mean, everybody always has their own experiences and their own stories and their own, you know, some of them been doing it for 2 months and some of them been doing it for 20 years. So
Yeah.
it's always neat to hear that. And it's always for us refreshing because, like I said, what they find is really research for us and education for us, but we didn't want to limit it to just certain, you know, I just, and thankfully we were able to get it handicap accessible. So, you know,
Fantastic.
it was an investment that we knew would cost us a lot, but we were willing to take the chance because after seeing that, and even though he was wonderful and didn't complain the first time, it broke my heart. I thought he's such a sweetheart. If he comes back, that elevator's going to be working. So we got the elevator working and we got two bathrooms on the first floor, got rid of the porta
Wow, that is awesome. I'm
potties.
happy about the porta potty thing because, oh, yeah,
Oh, I know.
those are never
Well,
fun.
now I will say this. I have to give a shout out to our porta potty guys because they kept it really clean. And
Oh, wow.
we kept them locked up. So the only
Oh,
time they were ever open was when guests came. So,
okay.
but you know, even when you do those, I'm sure other venues have to do them as well. They get expensive. And when you have to rent them every day for
Yeah, I
months and
yeah.
but we had two on the first floor. I don't know if you've seen the layout of the hospital or how it's the picture of it. There was a built-on addition in the latter 70s, early 80s to the hospital that was not part of the original building.
Okay.
So that's the part that has electricity in it. We're kind of turning that into our gift shop. And that's where the two working bathrooms are. Since it wasn't part of the original building, we didn't feel like it would alter it in any way. So, we just, you know, we hated to see teams go out at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and use the porta potty. It just bothered us.
Oh, so you guys stay on site when the teams are there?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay.
We usually are there. We're the ones that greet them. If we're able to, we let each team decide if they want a tour or not.
Oh,
Some
okay.
people do, some people don't. Some people want to hear the history of it, some people
Yeah.
don't. So we respect whatever the team wants and kind of go along with their wishes. And we make sure they have everything that they need. It also helps. Charlie's also the mayor of the town. So
Wow,
he, you know,
okay.
yeah. So if there are any issues or we have to call the police or anything like that, they get his number, they get my number. We both live close together, so to the hospital, so we can be there. We also have security cameras and stuff like that, but we pretty much have a trust factor. There are waivers that the teams have to sign when they come in, of course,
Sure.
because of insurance issues. But you know, once they get in there, we trust them to, you know, the hospital is basically theirs from like 6 o'clock in the evening to 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. the next morning. So,
6 p.m. to 8 a.m. Really? Oh
yep.
my gosh.
Now they can leave before that. If they get done at like 2 or 3 and they want to leave, they're more than welcome to leave. But we allow them to stay in till 8 a.m. the next morning. So,
Now, if they, I'm assuming the house that you guys renovated for staying is an additional charge, I would
yes, it
assume.
is. It's extra. It's lodging.
Do you, I mean, is like 12 checkout that like regular hotel type hours
No,
or?
we know this is not a regular business. We know, no, we know. We tell them all the time, listen, if you don't get done investigating till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, we don't expect them to be out at 11 a.m. So we let them use a late checkout, like at two, one or
That's
two.
nice.
steps. That way, if I have another team coming in, it gives us time to get it ready for the next one.
That's very nice. You guys are very generous. I like
Well,
that.
we don't want them dropping. You know, when they were telling us, because we talk to our groups, we really want to get to know them. It's a personal thing for me and Charlie, because like I said, you know, we appreciate, like you, I mean, you're helping us reach an audience that Charlie and I never would be able to. So everybody that comes through our doors, we see that as an opportunity to build relationships with and resources, and we want them to feel welcome and want to come back. But you know, we it really tore us up hearing that they were leaving at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know, they got to be exhausted, because some of our groups, you know, you've been doing it. Some of our groups would like investigate some other places like the night before. They would get our, so they're exhausted, and then they would have to drive 30 minutes just to find a hotel. And I didn't want them doing that.
You
That, you
guys are
know,
so sweet.
well, we try.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait to come down there. We actually were talking about doing that here. I don't know if it's going to be this year because we're going to Romania in November. So that,
Oh wow.
one of my
Yeah,
favorite places in the world.
that will be awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is our third time going, and
Oh, I've
we
never been.
just,
That would be awesome.
well, I tell you
Better
what, that it's so cheap out there. Like $1 is equal to like 4.6 of their Romanian lei. So,
really.
oh, it's so cheap out there, and it's so beautiful. And have you ever been to Europe?
No.
The energy is just different because it's just older. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
just got this feel about it. I don't know. It's incredible. Yeah, we're excited to go.
Oh, I would love to see it. But yeah, we'd love to have you guys come. Even if you can't come this year, come and see us
Absolutely.
next year.
Well, I'd actually like eventually like to do an in-person episode there, with me walking around with
Absolutely.
you all and getting your stories and stuff. And speaking of stories, what's the scariest thing that's happened to you so far?
Other than the male's voice, I probably would have to say, and Charlie probably would admit it too, was this past Halloween. We always do different events, and around Halloween, we try to make it, you know, a little fun for our local people as well. And we did what we called escape floors. And, you know, Michael Myers is a huge thing around Halloween.
Oh,
And
yeah.
if you've ever seen Halloween 2, it was filmed in a hospital. So we kind of tailored it to that. So what I basically did was take the concept of an escape room, but just made it bigger. And I put the teams into groups, and they would have to go through the, you know, 2 or 3 floors of the hospital, solving and finding clues and puzzles,
That's
avoiding Michael
cool.
Myers. So one of the floors that we picked just this year was the basement. And for me, the basement is just a whole totally different feel. I can't wait for you to get there and get your perspective on it as well.
They're
But
always creepier.
you know, this basement, it's just not normal. It's just not. But you know, when the hospital first opened, it was the main, it is the biggest floor of the hospital, but it was also where people came in. It's where trauma, it was the ER, it was everything at one, you know, at the beginning is where the morgue was,
Oh.
incinerator room, all of
Oh
that.
gosh, wow.
So it's pretty creepy anyway. And then that's what they turned into the pediatric floor in 88.
My
Okay.
God.
Okay.
That's
But
bizarre.
this Halloween, we were downstairs and we were just kind of basically wrapping up everything. It was the last group for the evening. And you got to know the layout of the hospital when you, it's creepy anyway at night. But at this, we had in one of, at the end of the hallway, there are two X-ray rooms. And the one X-ray room to the right, we had a hospital bed that, or no, it was a gurney. I think it was a gurney. And we had a realistic body. I mean, she looked so real. A lot of people thought she was real. They thought she was an actress. So we put her in there just for the fun of it and made him go in there and find a clue and solve a puzzle and all that good stuff. Well, it's creepy anyway. Even though you know she's there, it's still creepy, you know? And we were going around, and Charlie was showing me how to unplug certain things and what to do. And we had both turned at the same time to look at that X-ray room, and you have to know the room. When they turn it into a pediatric floor, they put this thick carpet down on the floor, so it's not the hospital original floor anymore.
Really?
But the X-ray room doors are heavier than all get out. I mean, somebody literally has to be behind them pushing it, or it has to be some kind of force to shut that door. It is not one of those swaying doors. And as soon as we both turned, that door slowly started shutting. So we thought that it was one of our volunteers just messing with this. So Charlie took his flashlight and shined it behind the door. There was nobody there. So he slowly opens it up, and there's that body. And I'm just like, okay. So we left it. We looked at the room. There was nothing there. And we stepped back, and I'll be daggone if that door didn't start shutting again. It was like, I and Charlie would probably tell you the same. It was like someone was in that room. It was almost like they felt like it was still an x-ray room and they were working. You know
Oh,
what I mean? They did not
yeah.
want us in there. They
Oh.
wanted, they shut the door. And this door don't shut. Air can't shut it. It is so heavy. And I, you know, when you come, you'll see it. I'm not making it up. There's no way it would shut on its own. So something shut that door. We came back the next day and it was open. Because I
I
told
guess
him
they
after,
left.
yeah, well, I told him after it was over, I said, you know, let us stay shut. They obviously, you know, have some business they need to do in there.
Me.
I didn't want to mess with that. So it just kind of, you know, really perplexed me because I thought, well, do they think she's there for x-rays? And we're
Oh,
shutting
that,
the door.
yeah.
Yeah, to run us out so they can do the x-rays because it's the old timey x-ray rooms. Like it has a wall and you have to go behind the wall for them to shoot the x-rays
Oh,
in another
yeah.
room and that kind of thing. But I mean, there were no voices. It was nothing but that creepy door. We've owned it for 3 years now. It has never shut. It has never done that ever. Now,
Wow.
we've had other doors do that. But those particular doors have not because they're so heavy. So
That is awesome.
it was really spooky. It really we left really quickly.
Do
We
you guys, you said you have security cameras, you have them inside the hospital too?
have a couple inside, but most of them are outside
Have
just
you
to prepare.
gotten anything on them, like surveillance wise?
Orbs from time to time, but nothing. And I'm really bad about not watching them a lot. And especially if we have teams investigating, I don't want them to feel like we're invading their privacy or anything. But we just had there, especially when we first opened up, we had a lot of problems with vandals breaking in.
Oh.
And not just breaking in, but they would destroy things. They would
Oh, I
tear up
hate
our
that.
toilets. They would tear up our desk. They would tear up the chairs. And it was really, you know, it was more hurt feelings than it was anything because
Yeah.
you're losing history, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't rebuild that. You know, I mean, I
No.
can, but it won't be the same.
Right.
And the basement got hit the hardest because that was the easiest place for them to break in. They would kick in air conditioning units and come through there, and then they would take like sledgehammers or whatever. I don't know what they did. And then some of them even tried to set fire to the carpet to stay warm. It was bad. So we ended up having
Wow.
to go with the security system and to try to prevent all of that.
That's a
Thankfully, it
shame.
kind of slowed down. It really is. It's, you know, I know it looks abandoned and it looks creepy and people are interested in getting in there, but I don't understand
The
breaking things
destruction.
or spray painting graffiti. And some of
Yeah,
them
I
can't even
hate that.
spell.
God, I hate that.
I
Oh.
know. Yeah,
'Cause I
they
love history, and I'll be the first to admit I like to explore abandoned buildings. Now, if I have to break a window to get in, I don't do it. I try to,
right.
if I can get in without any kind of destruction, I will be exploring that building.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine doing any kind of damage to anything that's historic. That's just so absurd to me.
They do. They would, you know, they would come in, and not all of them. I mean, some of them just broke in out of the curiosity of it, but
Yeah.
some of them would literally break in and just demolish, just tear things up. And then the graffiti and all this kind of stuff. And I remember one did it, and they couldn't spell. And I'm like, you know, if you're going to do it right, you know, you can't even spell. It makes it look bad. But we had to go, and they, but you know, they just spray paint curse words and, you know, draw dirty parts on it, stuff on the building. It was just silly stuff.
Yeah.
So we had to get cameras up to stop that kind of stuff.
Oh, good. I hope it has stopped for you.
Yes, it has.
Oh, that's
So far,
fantastic.
knock on wood. Let's
Oh my
hope.
gosh, that's incredible. Now, how do people get in contact with you guys if they want to come take a tour or book you guys for like an overnight investigation?
Probably the easiest way is through social media. I mean, I know everybody's usually on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And then, of course, we have our website. So they can go to our website and fill out that contact form. And we usually try to send everybody mass emails about, events we have coming up. But if you're like me, you like to call and text. I'm a texter, so they can always call us or text us anytime. Me and Charlie kind of rotate the phone, so you'll get one of us, and we'll let you know what dates we have available if you want an overnight or what tours are coming up or anything like that.
And what's your all's phone number that they can text if they want it?
Okay. The phone number is area code 304-953-0987.
Okay. And what's your all's website?
It is www.collegehillhospital.com.
Okay. And your social media, are they all the same? College Hill Hospital?
The Facebook one, we could go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It is actually the old hospital on College Hill, but
Okay.
Instagram and TikTok would not let, or Twitter wouldn't let us put all of that, so we're
Yeah.
College Hill Hospital.
Okay.
So if you Google any of that, or if you go to our website, we have the social media links at the bottom of the
Oh,
page.
perfect. That's wonderful. Well, I will
Yeah, so they
definitely
get
be
that
sure
message.
to put all that on the description when I air
Thank
this.
you. We
Yeah,
appreciate that.
absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with me, and I hope you'll come on again and talk to, I'm sure, as the time goes by, you're gonna get a whole lot more stories that I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime. We appreciate you. I'm thankful that you were patient with me, and sorry
Oh.
we kept getting our dates and stuff mixed up and
Hey, you can't help
everything,
life,
but
right?
oh, I
Can't
know.
help
It's
life.
been crazy too, so but I appreciate you, and I appreciate you allowing us to talk about the hospital. And like I said, you reach
Absolutely.
a whole audience that we can't, so we appreciate all of you guys.
Well, I hope it can throw some business your way for sure, because you guys definitely deserve it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. I'm looking forward to you coming. You make sure you come and
Absolutely.
see us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production.